here's a story from The World.
More time at home means for many of us more time looking at screens, Zoom meetings, Zoom hangouts, binging new TV series. Not surprisingly, video games have exploded in popularity during the pandemic. And with that, renewed concerns about how the increased screen time might be impacting our health. A team at Oxford University took a look at this. They found that, maybe contrary to what you'd expect, playing certain games like Animal Crossing can actually improve well-being. But what's more interesting is how they got there, by studying gaming in a new, more rigorous way. Andrew Shabelsky is the director of research at the Oxford Internet Institute. So we'll get to the meat of your study in a sec, Andrew, but talk first about your approach. You used a specific type of data that hasn't really been looked at much before. What is that data? How'd you use it? And why is it a departure from the way games and the way people interact with them have been studied in the past?
The study that we did probably should have been done 20 years ago. Most work on video games and their possible effects, it relies on people participating in studies to estimate the amount of time they spend playing games, and also estimate how they feel, in terms of their well-being. And what we did in the study, the thing that's a departure or novel, is we bothered to collect the objective data, working with Nintendo and Electronic Arts in this instance, to see whether or not, you know, the kinds of data that they collect to make money or to do quality assurance, whether or not that data was suitable for scientific research.
There has been a lot of fear about gaming over the years, that certain games could be addictive, maybe even make some kids more violent. Are you saying that possibly these fears could be based on not much evidence or not very rigorous research?
Yeah, I'm saying exactly that. I mean, our fears and concerns about video games go back to the late 1970s with the rise of arcade games. So in the States, there was a lot of focus on something called Death Race. It was covered in the New York Times. The idea was that by, you know, driving over goblins would lead to more pedestrian fatalities on the roads of New York. And even here in the UK in the early 80s, there was legislation proposed to ban Space Invaders because it was hypnotizing the youth. What we find every time that we, you know, conduct research, you know, where we collect objective data or share our data and our code, is that a lot of that hype just doesn't have a basis in evidence.
So let's talk about this particular study you did. You looked at internet-based games, Animal Crossing, and Plants versus Zombies, and how they might impact a player's mental health. What did you find?
Well, we found a small but noteworthy positive correlation between the amount of time that players actually spend on each of those games and their reports of how they feel in terms of their well-being, using scales that psychologists use to measure these kinds of things. And, you know, it's nothing to write home about. You know, players who spend about 4 hours a day playing Animal Crossing, they also told us that they're happier people generally. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg because it's a correlation. We don't know which way it goes. It might just be that, you know, happier people have 4 hours during a pandemic to play a Nintendo game.
What is it about spending more time that brings that happiness?
So we tried to dig into this with some kind of more focused questions on players' motivations. And a key thing that psychologists like me look at is something called psychological needs, whether or not a game or a relationship or a job has you feel competent, free to choose things that are important to you, and socially connected to others, like you belong. People are important to you. You're important to them. By far, the thing that we found was most important with these online games was this having a sense of social connection. What was key in our statistical models was this positive link between social connection and both enjoyment and well-being.
I wanted to ask you this. China, as you know, recently imposed restrictions on video games for minors. Chinese leader Xi Jinping said it was partly about video game addiction. Is China imposing that restriction based on incorrect data?
Yes, there are some really worrying signs about steps that are being taken in China and internationally with the World Health Organization around the idea that video games might be addictive. There's not particularly good evidence for it, and many of the decisions, many of the cures for gaming addiction are arguably much worse than the potential problem. These include, you know, gaming boot camps where young people have died, and some really questionable human rights practices, such as using facial recognition technology to limit playtime. And so, you know, the parent and the scientist in me is quite worried about the human rights implications of the way some countries are choosing to understand the World Health Organization's decisions on games.
So, Andrew, yours is one study, but is it your hope that this research changes the way people approach these questions about video games?
Our deeply held hope is that this is the first of hundreds of studies that use open data and industry data to answer questions about aggression, addiction, and mental health in games.
Andrew Shabilsky is the director of research at the Oxford Internet Institute. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks so much for having me on.